FM Agriculture News.
I am Dane Bice. I'm with your main agriculture stories. The Crop Estimates Committee, or CEC, has released the fifth production forecast for the 2022 production season. The CEC says the size of the expected commercial maize crop has been set at more than 14.679 million tonnes, while the area estimated for maize is 2.623 million hectares. The expected yield is set at 50.60 tonnes per hectare. The CEC further adds that the estimated maize crop is 10% smaller than the 2021 crop. OFM News' Elsby Richard May reports that the three main maize-producing areas are the Free State, Mpumalanga, and the Northwest Provinces, which are expected to produce 81% of the 2022 crop.
The area estimate for sunflower seed is more than 670,000 hectares. Meanwhile, the production forecast for soybeans has been set at 2.091 million tonnes, which is 8.32% more than the previous forecast. Elsie Richard May, OFM News.
The sixth production forecast for summer field crops for 2022 will be released on the 27th of July. South Africa's consumer food price inflation accelerated in May this year. South Africans are in a period of elevated prices, and food is at the core of these increases. Wandile Shlobu, the chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, explains that in May, South Africa's consumer food price inflation accelerated to 7.8% year-on-year from 6.3% in the previous month. This is the quickest pace since March 2017.
What was unique about this release, in the past few months, we've seen food prices inflation slightly creeping up, but we would find that there will be products that are increasing and some that are either going sideways or even decelerating. This time around, we saw that there was a broad increase in all prices. This is not surprising because these price increases mirror what we've observed in the agricultural commodity prices globally and indeed in the domestic market.
Shlobu further explains that the disruption in the entire vegetable oils market, the ban on wheat exports by India, and the expected lower wheat harvest for the 2022-23 production season added upside risks that could sustain prices at higher levels. And the South African Weather Service has issued a felt fire warning for the Kamiesberg and Garies areas in the Northern Cape. The Weather Service warns that the fire danger index is above 75 because conditions are of such a nature that runaway felt fires can occur. Residents are warned that felt fires can develop and can spread rapidly under these conditions, which can result in property damage and possible loss of life and or loss of animal life. And these were your main agriculture stories. I am Dane Bysheim.
Read more on ofm.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.